We are 10 days from Election Day, and there is one thing upon which everybody can agree. We're sick and tired of politics. Sick of non-stop political ads, sick of dirty, lying politicians willing to say anything, literally anything, that might collect a vote, and sick of democracy in general. What a mess. Winston Churchill said democracy is the worst form of government except all the others that have been tried, which is the opposite of a backhanded compliment. Call it a backhanded insult. It's reassuring that a smart man like Mr. Churchill expressed faith in democracy, but he wasn't living in a world with Donald Trump and Gloria Allred. When they teach about democracy in school, they talk about ancient Greeks and Roman senators standing around in dignified circles wearing robes, discussing philosophy, and making wise decisions. But it's nothing like that, is it? Instead of wise men discussing philosophy, we have Joe Biden grinning like a jack-o'-lantern, presidential candidates talking about Big Bird, and a constant stream of dirty tricks, scandalous revelations, fuzzy equivocations, and silliness. This week alone, Biden talked about being here in Iowa when he was in Ohio. Obama said he wanted wind turbines manufactured here in China when he was in Colorado. And Romney called Syria Iran's route to the sea. So at least when it comes to geography, these guys are not wise men in robes. Fraternity brothers at a toga party is more like it. Here in Michigan, we have 6 proposals on the ballot and TV commercials running 24/7. It's enough to make you scream. They go back to back, usually, with an ad in favor followed immediately by an ad against. Proposal 3, for example, would mandate that 25% of Michigan's electricity be generated by windmills and fairy dust, or something like that, I'm paraphrasing. And the people spending money to pass it, mostly Californians who have messed up their own state so badly they had to branch out and start working their magic on other states, insist this will lower the cost of electricity. Their ads are followed by people insisting it will raise the cost of electricity. It doesn't take a genius to figure out somebody is lying. I just have one question for people in favor of Proposal 3. If windmills are cheaper, why do we have to mandate them? Meanwhile, President Obama decided that snarkiness and insults were the way to go in Debate 3. I guess nothing else was working. One nasty exchange came when Romney talked about defense cuts required by an automatic process called sequestration. Romney said, quote, "I will not cut our military budget by $1 trillion, which is a combination of the budget cuts the president has as well as the sequestration cuts. That, in my view, is making our future less certain and less secure." Unquote. The president replied, quote, "First of all, the sequester is not something that I've proposed. It's something that Congress has proposed. It will not happen. But I think Governor Romney maybe hasn't spent enough time looking at how our military works. You mentioned the Navy, for example, and that we have fewer ships than we did in 1916. Well, Governor, we also have fewer horses and bayonets because the nature of our military has changed. We have these things called aircraft carriers where planes land on them. We have these ships that go underwater, nuclear submarines." Unquote. Those 10 sentences comprise one of the most amazing and frightening paragraphs ever uttered by a president. Equal parts disrespect, dishonesty, and ignorance. First of all, sequestration is an idea that originated in the White House, not in Congress, as the president claimed. Second, the president knows whatever budget he might be talking about is irrelevant. He's written 3 of them so far, and they were all amateurish, unrealistic, and so unworkable that Congress ignored them. Even members of his own party don't take his budget seriously. The last one was voted down 414-0 in the House and then 99-0 in the Senate. The frightening part, though, is not his dishonesty, but rather his ignorance. This man is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. We'd like to think he takes the job seriously. He never served in the military, but we'd like to think he read a book on the subject, or at least a pamphlet. You know, so he's ready when things get testy somewhere. Fact is, bayonets are not exactly buggy whips. We don't have fewer than we did in 1916 because both the Army and the Marines still use them. And aircraft carriers require a fleet of ships around them and thousands of men to run them, or they can't leave port. So the scheduled defense cuts might leave 1 or 2 of them permanently parked. And submarines, Mr. President, are not ships. They're called boats. According to Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, Obama's snarky insult about horses and bayonets drew laughter and applause in the newsroom where the media was watching the debate. So apparently some people like this kind of undignified discourse. Maybe we have the kind of democracy we deserve. That's today's dose of common sense.